Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click to claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's nobody on the planet I would rather be talking to more than Kathy Vassell. That's a fact. It's a fact. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so good. I'm so honored that you're on the podcast. We were coming on real quick, and you said, you know, we talked about, like, why I admire you anyway. I admire your first pitch. Excellent first pitch.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I was practicing a little bit ahead of time. So, you know.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second, but you're the mom of one of our favorites, and that's Mike.
Thank you.
And you know, it's funny, Kathy, and I don't know how many of his appearances you've seen on the podcast, but there's been quite a few now, and it started, you know, we are very fortunate, the listeners are very fortunate, everybody's very fortunate that it started in the Futures game when I met him. He was at the Futures game, and you know, I think he had cleats or something. Maybe he had something on his cleats. I don't know what he had on his cleats, but it was something interesting, right? Remember that?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had, I think it was, they were custom made, something about, I think, being drafted in the 8th round. So that was a ode to that, and just different things that made them very unique.
So I ended up talking to him, and I didn't realize, I got to be honest, Kathy, like it's only a quick conversation, so I didn't get the full mic experience.
Yeah.
And then I should have known, by the way, now that I know that you all, like he grew up near where I grew up, where I've lived. He went to iconic games, two of the most iconic games there in the history of the Red Sox. A, the David Ortiz Grand Slam game, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Were you there for that as well, 2013?
No, I think he was at that one with my husband, and I think it might have been a school night, and I was texting them saying, this is ridiculous. You need to get home because you've got school tomorrow, and this game is going to go on, you know, forever or whatever. And so obviously they didn't leave.
Listen, what? I can't. We didn't. Sorry. Bad reception.
Yeah. Right. Mom, we can't hear you.
and then he also told me that I didn't realize this one until recently, that he was at the Joe Kelly Fight Club game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that were allowed for Baseballs and Boring to be born, Joe Kelly fighting Tyler Austin, of course.
So, yeah, I didn't realize he was at that game, but then when he talked about it on your last podcast, I remembered he won those raffle tickets, surprise, surprise, and ended up going to the game with one of his high school buddies. Yeah, that was great.
So it all comes back to, I should have known better. I should have been on the Vassell family train a lot earlier than now, but I'm just glad that not only are we, but I think the baseball world is, and we're going to talk a little bit about how crazy this year has been for Mike, but also for you. As we just said, you're literally just coming back from throwing out the first pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field, the White Sox game. So, by the way, had you ever thrown out the first pitch for a game before?
Oh, never. No, not little league, high school. No, never.
Nothing. All right. So I do want to talk a little bit about that, but all roads, you know, I want to talk a little bit about how we've got to this point and your family and Mike and everything that has gone into sort of getting to down this road. And, you know, first of all, I should mention, did he show you the backpack that he got from L.L. Bean?
No, we haven't had a chance to see it yet. It was a kind of a chaotic weekend, not chaotic, but just very busy. So he has not had an opportunity to show us yet, but he will.
No, I always, Brett, that's a signature of how far he's come, because when you see him on the billboard wearing the L.L. Bean made a very special backpack just for him. So we asked him what he wanted to endorse. He said backpacks are good. We got him the L.L. Bean backpack. That's how much power he has.
Wow. So, okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm hearing it from you first.
All right. Well, the Vassell family should have backpacks in the mail any second.
Okay.
All right. So this year, from your perspective, let's start here. From your perspective, how has it changed for you and your family? Because before he was known as a good pitcher, he's a good pitcher as a young guy, good pitcher at Virginia, good pitcher, you know, at BC High, good pitcher, you know, for the Mets. But there's a lot of good pitchers. Mm-hmm. But this is, Mike has sort of amplified what we talk about, and this is why we love having him as part of the family, and you guys being part of it as well, is that it represents everything that is fun, that is good, that is about baseball. So that's a long-winded way of me asking the question, when did you know, has he always been this way, and has he always exhibited this element of fun when he's played baseball?
Well, how far do you want me to go back?
Whatever you want. The floor is yours.
Well, I mean, as far as ability, you know, my husband's the one that picked that one up when he was 3 years old. Ball came out of his hand a little differently. But as a person, you know, I think we kind of always knew he was always the listener. You know, he came from a family where his father's an attorney, so talkative. My older sister, bossy older sister and mother, we were very lively and we liked to talk. He was always an observer and a listener. And then eventually he got older and he started to realize he had a voice too. But I would say I remember a conversation I had with his fifth grade teacher. And even before that in third grade, he, you know, the teacher would always put him or seat him with other kids that might need some extra help or just, you know, kind of be that anchor. And then in fifth grade, I remember at a conference, parent-teacher conference, she said to me, you know, he just gets it. Like, there's just something about him that just gets it. He gets something beyond what other people might understand and how to treat people, how to behave, how to conduct himself. And yeah, he has this fun, loving side to him. And he always has since he was a little boy. Hilarious. I mean, he would make us laugh from the very beginning when he was like 2 and 3 years old. He would just always entertain the family and we would die laughing. But there's something even deeper in him that just resonates with so many different types of people. So I would say that's always been his character. It's just who he is. He just knows how to bring people together. He knows how to include people. He just, and he loves to have fun. And I think in the, you know, like when he was in high school, he was always a leader in the dugout and it was just natural to him. He didn't try. He just was himself.
You know, Kathy, you said something about listening and I'm fascinated by people who listen well. And, you know, I've said this a lot about, you know, Torrey Lovello, who's the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I know. He is one of the best listeners, and as a human being, he would come on the radio and ask a million questions. How does this work? How does this work? Why does this happen? But he was always listening. And as you're talking about Mike, I'm thinking, you know, one of the things I tell people when he's on the podcast, has been on the podcast, is that he's really good at not just looking to give an answer, but actually engaging in the conversation, if that makes any sense. And that's part of that is listening, right? Part of that is okay, like we're having a conversation. It's not, and maybe that's a question back. Maybe it's thinking of a story, whatever it is. But he, of all the people that we do podcasts with, he is maybe the best at that. Of you're not feeling like you're just trying to get to minute 15, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, we've noticed that. And even we look at him in, when he was in the bullpen, we're, you know, he's just chatting it up, but but listening and just keeping things light and loose, yet just letting that person know that he's engaged. And like we just said, listening. And I think he learned that as an, like, again, we probably contributed to that because he couldn't get a word in edgewise. So he had to wait his turn.
That's good, though. So yeah. Let me ask you, we talk about, you know, him being good at baseball. There was another time where I talked to him. He was with the Syracuse Mets, and he had a 6 ERA. And and so for parents, you were thinking, hey, this is great. This is a great ride. We get drafted in the Mets, futures game, and then it sort of starts going the other way. And this is the side that, you know, for parents, this is an educational conversation of what was it like for you? Because you want the happy kid to be happy, right? Mm-hmm. You want your happy kid to be happy.
Sure. Right.
And for what? So what was that like? And we're going to get to like how he landed, where he landed. But what was that period like for you?
Well, obviously it was challenging. You know, it was difficult because we knew that, I mean, in our hearts, we've always believed in him. We've always known his ability. And we just felt like something was just off, and maybe there were things that he needed to learn along the way. And every player goes through adversity, and he had never, in college, he went through some stages of adversity too. So I don't want to say he hadn't been through some rough times, but never did we feel that this was the end of the road for him. We never felt like, okay, this has been great, and he reached, you know, AAA, and this may be it for him. Like, we just never felt that for him. We just always believed that at some point something's going to happen, whether it clicked and things started getting better for him. And, you know, maybe ultimately the best thing that happened was for him not to be protected. And maybe that was supposed to happen. You know, that inflated ERA might have made decisions down the road for him to then open up opportunities for him somewhere else.
And so what you're talking about, he gets picked by in the Rule 5 draft by the Rays, which again led us to another podcast, because like basically anything that happens to him, he represents a ton of people to give perspective of it, whether it's being a good young player, whether it's adversity, now it's what's it like to be a Rule 5 guy, which all of it, because you know what, Kathy, I think the reason is we keep coming back to him is because he can articulate it in an entertaining and engaging way. Like
this, yeah.
Right?
I might not be as funny as him. Anyway.
No, you can tell. Like you got the vassals are A1, so appreciate it. So he's picked in a Rule 5. He's in Tampa. I actually see him in that camp. And I asked Shane Boz this the other day, a former teammate of him, like, in hindsight, do you remember the Rule 5 kid, Mike Vassell? Like, because Rule 5, you're kind of in the corner. You don't want to make any waves, typically. Yeah. But Shane, do you remember this kid, Mike, who was in camp with you that spring training? Did he show you his personality? And he told some story, which he probably shouldn't have told, about like some app about like finding out phone numbers, whatever it was. But it was okay. That made me feel good. Like that was that this guy, no matter what, no matter whether he's succeeding, struggling, and we're going to get to like the here and the now, but all of it, he's still at the heart of it. The guy that you just said, you know, the listener, the communicator, the entertainer, like all of that, right?
Yeah. And there's, you know, of course, there have been times, and we've seen as a family, some of his lowest points. You know, it hasn't always been where he just brushes it off and says, I'm going to be okay. I mean, there were times when things were really, really hard for him. And we were there for him. We had to support our son, but you know, we always felt like there was going to be a time when he'd be able to shine and show what he can do. We just always believed in him, not pushing him. We always said, if you want to do something else in your life, we'll support you, whatever it is you want to do. And he said, no, I know what I'm going to be fine. I know what I need to do. And you know, I just think it's always keeping a positive attitude and believing in himself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, yeah, I remember he really connected with Shane Boz, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so that's, I think to be a great player or a great person or a great teammate, you have to understand what it's like to go through really difficult times. Because that's the only way you're going to get to you know, whatever level anyone has great success. You have to go through some hard times.
Man, it's so true. That's and well put. So before, you know, you have the year last year. Like, so yeah. he gets traded to the White Sox, and they have three Rule 5 guys. It's like this weird, like, okay, super. And by the way, they're all, like, from Massachusetts, which is bizarre. But I remember I took a picture of the three of them at Fenway. You know, they came back early. It was in April, right? April, I think they played that game.
Yeah. Sean Burke was drafted by – he wasn't Rule 5. But
Rule 5. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Anyway. But, yeah. So, Sean Burke, Shane Smith, Mike Vassell.
That's right.
Crazy.
And so, they were all there at Fenway. And ultimately, you could see where all the tickets went. There was like, you know, hundreds of people all in the left field corner. But it's another one where, if, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe so, Mike gets to pitch at Fenway against the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring him in, right, with an extra innings. What it was extra innings, right?
Extra innings.
Bases yep. loaded. I mean, it was like something, yeah.
No, I think it was just
extra innings.
It was the 10th. It was the bottom of the 10th, and the ghost runner was on second base.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, this poor kid. Like, this poor kid, I felt, and I didn't even know you then, but I felt for your entire family. I felt for everybody who was there. Like, it is what it is. And I think that all the lessons that he learned, it was whether you succeed or fail, it's okay. This is another experience. We're going to move on. But oh my yeah. goodness. But to go back to, for you, you must have been like, what are you doing? Bringing my son in the 10th inning at Fenway Park.
Just a little bit. So, you know, of course, I think they didn't want to, but they went through their relievers. So they kind of didn't have a choice at that point, I believe. You know, Mike's always been a star. So just going into the bullpen that last year was a change in itself and an adjustment. And then to be put in the 10th inning in a, you know, win-lose situation he had never experienced before. And again, he'll be the first to tell you, well, now I can say I gave a walk-off, you know, at Fenway in front of all my friends and family in the city I grew up in. What are you going to do?
When you see him after the game, you know, I know this, like, listen, as parents, you always like, it's like, I got to say the right thing. I got to do the right thing. I got to react the right way.
Oh,
so when you see him, is it, you know, you're like, oh, hey, I love you. Like, it's okay. Is he like, oh yeah. Oh, you know, it is what it is. What was that meeting after the game like?
Oh yeah. No, we were in worse shape than he was for sure.
All right.
We obviously, when it happened, we were just, you know, so upset for him and just felt badly and were worried about what his reaction was going to be. And again, he just, it's not like he totally brushed it off. I'm sure he was really disappointed, but you have to turn the page and move on or else it's going to eat you up. So he just kind of said, yeah, it is what it is. Like, you know, what am I going to do? It just.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
But I feel that.
Our my heart sank. His sister was that we were all there. His sister, friends and family, and it was really tough.
But ultimately, he has a great year, right? So
yeah,
it's great years. What a fun year it was for you and your family. Like he's established himself as a major league pitcher, everything you want, and then we come back to the adversity part, which is when he finds out he has to have surgery. And for you, what was that like? Because it's one thing to have a 6 ERA in AAA because you can figure that out. Times might be around the corner the next day.
Yeah. Right.
Surgery, you know the deal. You know it's we'll see in a year.
Right.
What was that like for you?
So, well, I think what was hard was he's always been really diligent about arm care and taking care of himself and knowing what to do. But I don't know, it was a weird day because he was pitching against the Dodgers. We were watching at home. We were streaming the game and he was humming. He was moving right along, third innings. I think he was starting the fourth. And, was striking out. His pitch count was low. And then when he walked, Freddie Freeman and I think it was Max Muncy. Is that Max mm-hmm. Muncy?
Yeah.
Back, we said something's off. And then when they went to the mound, that's when we kind of thought, uh-oh, this is not normal. And then he texted us right away, just said they're going to check things. He goes, I'm going to get an MRI. So we're still holding our breath, hoping that maybe it's just, a little arm fatigue or whatever it may be, just felt a little something. And then he went and they took him and it was a few hours before we really had an answer, but they were on it right away. And then, when he told us surgery, what are you going to do? I mean, we just, we felt terrible. We were so.
Was that the toughest moment for you as a parent, as a baseball of the baseball player?
Yes. I think we were kind of not in shock, but just kind of, trying to absorb it. So maybe shock to a degree.
Yeah.
Just trying to absorb it and say, okay, what are we going to do now? What can we do to help you? And the White Sox were amazing. I have to say the organization was unbelievable or is and has been all along. All we can do is just be there to support him and just pray and hope that all goes well and have us, look at the silver lining of things. And it was soon after that all of a sudden his teammates and his coaches are going and asking for him to travel with the team and rehab with the team. And then all of a sudden we're thinking, okay, well, that's great. You know, we're starting to see this rally behind him, which was so uplifting. Can't even tell you, because, you know, we know what it's, we can only imagine, you know, if you're in Arizona or Florida rehabbing at the facility, you're with the other guys too, which, you know, again, is what most people do. But I mean, that has helped greatly, obviously.
I was literally going to ask that question. That was
I didn't mean to jump ahead.
No. I was glad your instincts are keen. Like, so because, you know, it's great that we're talking about the tough times, because it's important to talk about the tough times. It's important to talk about adversity. And it's important to talk about coming out of adversity. And it's important for you, and I really appreciate you doing this, because I think there's a lot of, we forget the parents, we forget the relatives, we forget the friends. Like, this, everyone is going through this. But to then to have exactly what you said, which is the team saying, Mike, will you come? We want you to be part of the on the road. And that isn't normal. Like, that is not normal. And then to understand your son has made that sort of impact and that sort of impression on his team and his teammates. And then it's sort of like, and then obviously you see, not only is it good for him, but you see slowly, thanks to magic wands and things like that, right? Yeah. That this is good for everybody. This is it may be the best rehabilitation from a surgery in the history of baseball.
Well, and I don't want to gloss over and just forget about that day and even the days leading up to when the surgery was going to be and all those things, because clearly our family was going through a lot, because you just don't know how somebody's going to come back from it, and you don't know how the surgery is going to go. And, you know, obviously he had Dr. Meister, who was incredible. And I was there with him. I went to help him through the surgery and stayed with him for 2 weeks to get him acclimated to his apartment and everything. So there's all that in between that happened that, you know, I want people to understand, and I'm, you know, other families have gone through it. It's really, really difficult, because, you know, it's scary, because you don't know, this is their livelihood, this is their job, and to have that taken away is not easy. But moving ahead and having all of this incredible fortune happen for him has been like, I don't even know how to describe it. First of all, it's crazy. but
I mean, a year ago, not to interrupt you, Kathy, but a year ago, could you imagine that you would be throwing out the first pitch?
No. Well, even he and I were laughing, because he was in Houston. He had just come back from his appointment to see Dr. Meister and get the good, you know, some good news that he's doing really well. And then he was in the airport waiting to go back to the team. And he's telling me, you know, Mom, how crazy is this? I would never have thought ever that you'd be throwing out the first pitch when I'm not even on the roster and I'm having a giveaway in honor of this magic wand thing that has just, you know, taken off like wildfire. It's crazy. It's insane.
It's great. It's great is what it is. Like, it's awesome. It's like this year, it can be all the things that happen. Like I said, I'm kind of lost for words, in the sense of, like, I do, the way that I want to describe it is the best rehabilitation from a surgery in the history of baseball. And I think that it all sort of is because of what we want, what we preach, what this whole baseball isn't boring thing is about, which is baseball is so much more than throwing a ball to a mitt. It is about relationships. It is about, you know, the humor, the entertainment, the bringing people in, having reasons to care about somebody. that people caring about those people caring about the game, their teammates, all of that. I mean, all of this is encapsulated within this. And I know that I'm getting very cliche.
No, it's true. I think, you know, obviously, and it's been written and told that, you know, at the beginning of their season, they were having a hard time. They were losing. And, you know, I think Michael might have made a comment and said, God, maybe I need to start casting magic spells or something on the other team. And then lo and behold, you know, Jordan Leisure buys him the wand and sticks it in his locker. And he's like, what is this? So he's like, I'm going to bring it out into the dugout. Starts waving it around, and before you know it, and you know, all it is a symbol, and it, and you know, I mean, how superstitious these
can be.
They start winning, and all of a sudden, that wand just takes on a different meaning. It's about keeping things light and focusing on and just having going out there and having fun, because it's a young team. Mm. Most of them have never experienced anything to this point. And so if that little wand is just a symbol and keeps them, you know, grounded and focused and having fun, and hey, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. We know that they've had their wands too. But it's just an overall, just, I don't know. I just...
But it's also organic, Kathy. Like, that's the other part about this. This isn't like, sure, you have a wand night, right? Yeah. But to get to that point, everything about that was organic. It wasn't like, you know what? I am going to do this wand. What we are going to fix things with this wand.
Yeah.
No.
He just went waving it around one day, and it just, you know, and then it became a joke. And then the joke actually then started to become a little bit more of a, you know, I don't know. What is it? Yeah. Maybe there is a little magic in it. I don't know.
I like that. So before I get to the first pitch,
yeah,
I do want to go back and ask you, I would be remiss in saying, asking if there was a good, if there was something that Mike did when he was even in Little League that was, that you remember of being unique, you know, whether it's Little League, whether it's whatever, Junior League, whether it's AU, whether it's BC, whatever it is, of, I mean, there's maybe not, because maybe it's just he has this great personality and his uniqueness is his personality. But I don't know if he had ever like brought out anything like a wand or anything like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Never. There's never been like a little gimmick or anything. He would just go out there. It just, who his, again, like you said, his personality. Just being himself.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Yeah. You know, well, that's, again, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. It's organic. That's one of the great things I love about what has happened with Mike. And we talk about the podcast, and you've probably heard some of the stories he's told on it. You know, his roommate sleeping in the bathroom, which I said to Chase Meidroth. I'm like,
"Oh my gosh,
how are we not getting you a mask with a Baseball Isn't Boring logo on the eyes or something? I mean, come on."
They are having so much fun. It is, I mean, Chase is great. And, you know, those guys living together. And then there's another, they have another roommate who Michael, you know, is very close with from the Mets days. And who's playing indie ball actually in Gary, Indiana. And so the three of them are living together and they're just having a ball together, you know, having a lot of fun and just being teammates and support system for each other. And that's awesome. Don't even want to know what goes on. I really don't.
All right, let's talk about the first pitch. First of all, how long ago was it when you knew you were going to be thrown out the first pitch?
I would say a week before.
Okay.
Just about a week before. They announced the magic wand thing on, I don't remember the date exactly, but, you know, we were going to go, my husband and I were going to go to the game anyway. And then, all of a sudden I get a text message from the player relations, person. And then Michael's texting. I call him Michael. Michael's texting us in the family group chat and said, "Mom's in for a surprise." and then all of a sudden I read my text message and said, you know, on Mike's one night, he can choose who he'd like to.
Oh, he chose you.
He chose me. He chose me. Yes.
What?
Man. Yeah. Not his dad. He chose me. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe
what an honor. I mean, that's oh my goodness. So
he knows me. And his dad too. Look, I think it's been 50-50. His dad has spent countless hours over the years, you know, being with him, helping him, throwing to him, taking him to games. I've done the same. But I think he just wanted me to throw it out. And, you know, I was there for him with his surgery. And, you know, maybe it was a thank you. I don't know. But it was great.
Were you nervous?
Honored. I'm sure I was, but I was just trying to absorb it and take it all in. It was very hot and humid. It was humid, like a sauna. But I practiced a little bit.
You did. That's what I was going to ask you.
Are you kidding? My husband had me out there throwing off the mound, and I said, I can't throw off the mound.
It's
so I took a few steps in, and then you know I did some band work.
Did you really?
I did some band work. So I practiced a little bit, and I said all I wanted to do was be able to throw it right to him and not have it go right or left. And that's what happened. But I was a little nervous, but I was just trying to absorb it and to take it all in and enjoy.
That's good for you. Good for you. For number one, good for you for executing. Good for you for absorbing it, taking it all in. It's not easy. As we have, we just had baseballs and boring night at Fenway Park. And CEO Joe Kelly, I don't know if you saw his first pitch.
Yeah.
But so yours was much more accurate than his.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is too, I just, you know, it was just fun. It was fun. It was probably one of the biggest highlights of my life, only because of, you know, I'm so proud of what Michael's done for himself and for his team. And, you know, it's more than just throwing out the first pitch. It was just the whole symbolism of what this year has been.
Really, Kathy, it's not to deal in hyperbole, but it's really probably you went from what you thought was going to be one of the worst years to one of the best years.
Yeah.
Right. In some ways, you know, obviously you want to see your son pitch, but.
Oh yeah, sure. Of course we do. We want to see him back out there and he will get out there. But again, taking, you know, lemons and making lemonade, he just has really found a way to make it a good year for everybody. And, you know, but I have to say too, it's his teammates and the organization. They gave him that opportunity. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't, who knows what it would be like this year, honestly. So I want to thank the White Sox organization, his coaches and his teammates for allowing him to be there.
Well, one of my favorite things is finding family members on the field after World Series championships. So I look forward to interviewing
you. Oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. I look forward. You know, so it's funny because I've done it a few times last few years because Joe has been on the Dodgers. And so 2 years ago, when the media comes out, all the family members are there, right? It's a cool thing. Freddie Freeman's dad is like holding court and everything else. But you get on there, and the players aren't out there yet. So the first person you see 2 years ago is Rob Lowe. So I'm like, hey, Rob Lowe, why is he
Yeah.
And then last year, it was bizarrely Tony Robbins. So it was like all I could think of was a scene from Shallow Hal about him in the elevator.
Yeah.
Taking his hand. But it's such a cool thing, and I am pulling for you and your family to have that be the punctuation to this unbelievable story.
Well, I know that's been my son's goal since he was probably 3 years old and he could speak in full sentences. He wants to win a championship.
Nice.
That's his goal. And, you know, I hope that happens for him and everybody else who he's playing with and the fans. I mean, the fans, we can't ignore the fans. They're the ones that have enjoyed this ride too. Like, you know, what the city of Chicago is experiencing now is so much fun. And to see the fans and to be with them and see how much fun. I mean, that one night to see all the fans holding their wands up at the ninth inning. It was crazy. Like, what is happening here? It was nuts. So I can only imagine what a World Series would be like. It'd be just the cherry on top.
Well, I want to thank the Vassell family, all of you, for meaning so much to us, to baseball, to making everything great. And again, enjoy the rest of it. I know you will. Enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it a lot.
And you're very good at podcasting. You should have your own.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Should I start a podcast?
Yes.
Of baseball players?
text your son right after this and say, yes, it went well. I'm thinking of starting my own podcast and see his.
Yeah.
But Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Take care. Have a good day.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.